What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. As always, you can go to TruckDriverBooks.com and check out my new book. Often link is below in the YouTube. Yep. https://. TruckDriverBooks.com, I believe it is. So what's up, guys? I'm sitting here at the shipper right now. We're going to talk about two things. Being stiffed and two things I'm dealing with. So I started working for this company in January. The deal here was that you get daily pay and you get miles pay. The miles pay is shit. Without the daily pay, it ain't worth a fucking dime. So I go, I look at my daily pay, and my daily pay is shit this week. So I call up I'm gonna call the boss in the morning. I'm expecting to know what I'm gonna hear, but I believe what these motherfuckers are trying to do is they give me late loads. See, this leads into what I'm on right now. The account I'm on right now this is a multi-billion dollar company. They have huge facilities, and basically what they always do is they got a manufacturing place and a distribution place, kind of like Budweiser. Okay. Now the problem is the place where they make this shit runs on its schedule. It does what the fuck it wants to do. It doesn't give a dang dang dong about anybody else. On the other side, you have people who, on the other side, you got these people at these distribution centers who think this stuff should be right here, right now. So the load I got right now was supposedly due at 5 o'clock. That's what I was told. However, the thing about this load is that even if it was supposedly due at 5 o'clock, the problem with this load is that the load wasn't actually ready at the factory side until like 4 o'clock this afternoon. That don't make no fucking sense. The other load, the reason I say I think this load is due at 5 o'clock is because the real load I was supposed to pick up wasn't even ready. Wasn't even ready. So the factory, the way they make it, is way behind, hugely behind. They put us in a jam because the warehouse, these distribution centers want to punish us, right? And then that leads to my money, because I think what happened was the boss did not fill out either. He might have forgot to fill out the forms to get my motherfucking money, and I'll talk to him tomorrow. Hopefully that'll be it. However, if a motherfucker tried to tell me, well, you were late on this and you were late on that, I'm not going to get in his ass. I'm just going to do different things in the future. Like when a load is late and you give me a load and I know it's going to be late, I will no longer accept that load. That's done. That's fucking done. That's done. Right. That's done. I went to see, this is what happens when I try to run and things, money been good and they've been treating me with respect. So I get stupid and I start running hard, doing what I'm supposed to do. And every fucking time I work at a company where I try to run hard and do what I'm supposed to do and get the job done, motherfuckers want to fuck you. Every fucking time. And it's because, for some reason, if you work hard, apparently you're a sucker. You know? I went through this at Falcon. You know, all of a sudden, I'll never forget, the lady calls me. She says, this load is messed up. This load is messed up. Just whenever you can get it down there would be appreciated. She calls me a day later and goes, you fucked this load up. I can't believe it. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? And it was so crazy and insane. I just couldn't believe it. I fixed her ass though. Cause we weren't on computer logs, but I was using paper logs. I was like, no, I'm gonna fix your ass. I went straight up computer. The next week I went computer. Now this chick, then a couple times I had some close calls with ours, and she tried to get in my ass about it. But at the same time, loads are being delivered on time. No matter what you give me, it's being there on time. Then you call me with some bullshit and I still get it there right after you give it to me almost on time, as fast as I fucking possibly can. And then you try to fucking play me. Okay. I went computer log. Right, now you can't give me no more of them dirty fucking loads. And it's the same shit. If I find that out what it is, that's what it is, that's cool. I'm going to go dispatch myself mode. Like, I had to do it when I used to be General Mills. I had to do it back when I was at Warner. I had to do it when I was at Rush. And I had to do it at Falcon. What that means, going dispatch yourself mode, that means from now on, I'm checking all appointment times my goddamn self. I'm calling in and checking appointment times. They get pissed? Good. Call. Right. Checking appointment times. If the load's appointment time is not correct, I'm a request on a Qualcomm. If you want me to pick up this load, I need a request. I need to know that I'm going to be paid my full amount of my daily pay. Because it's not worth it to me, and it is illegal to haul making less than minimum wage, which is what it is after without my daily pay. So it's like I'm livid. I'm really pissed. And the thing is, like, I kind of like this company. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of like them, but as usual, and the thing is, a lot of times it's not the company. It's dispatchers and people trying to cover their ass. So that's what I'm going through right now. And you go through these things in trucking. And the other part I'll say about this, don't think this is exclusive to trucking. There are people in accounting dealing with this shit. My mother is in accounting. She deals with stupid shit like this all the time. See, one time she had a girl come to her. She was supposed to have an accounting report or something ready. She didn't have it. She's like, oh, well, I'll get to it one day. My mother's like, no, you're supposed to get to that yesterday. I'm going to have to let your boss know because he's requesting this and I'm going to have to talk to him. Oh, well, go talk to him. I don't care. And do you know this grown adult woman in her 50s, after my mother went, she's like, okay, I'll go talk to him, ran in front of the door like, don't talk to him, don't talk to him, like she's in a TV show. This is a grown 50-year-old woman. It's just like everybody, there's always some bullshit in what you do. There's always some motherfucker trying to cheat you out your money. It's always his. I don't care where they are, where you at. It's always some motherfucker trying to cheat you out your dollars, man. You just can't let this shit get you down. And that's what I'm trying to do, is stay focused. Right now I got a bad headache because it's damn spring. And I'm like livid a little bit, but I'm trying to stay cool. Trying to stay cool. Man, I tell you, the funny part about what we haul too is like we're not equipped properly to haul it. We're really not equipped properly to haul it. They give you two straps and that's not good enough. And this company doesn't load the product properly so you can actually upload it. So a lot of times if you put a strap, you're supposed to put two straps on it. So I put two straps on it and the two straps bent the box. Didn't damage the product, but it did bend the box. Now the product is brought in a box and then distributed out. Right. So it shouldn't be a problem. Because it's not, the product is fine, just the box is bent, right? But if it is a fucking problem, I don't care either. So I don't give a fuck. So I know what I'm going to do today. Tomorrow I'm going to find out what the rules are on this shit. I'm going to find out what happened to the days that I was supposed to be paid. And I want to know why I was paid this bullshit amount. And I'm going to deal with it that way. And also, I know some of it, he might be like, well, you know, you was late on this load. And I'm like, dude, I told you why I was late on that load. Traffic. I explained it to you when I started. Oh, well, I was like, okay, I'll fix that. I'll fix that, too. I'm going to fix that, too. I don't want to leave because I like the company. But if it keeps becoming this shit where I'm getting these bullshit checks, I got another, you know, it's like I ain't going to have a choice. Then these motherfuckers turn around and sign me up for some 401k. And I'm like, I don't do company 401ks. I know I didn't sign that shit. Well, it activates automatically. And then what you got to do is call within 90 days. I talked to two of my friends. They work for completely different companies and they did the same shit to them. One of my friends hauls a pop or some type of soap for some soda company. They did that shit to him too. Same shit. I just, it's like, we don't, man, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. Truckdriver101.com. Just a bitching in the morning. But hopefully you understand that you know, you're going to deal with this shit in trucking. It's going to happen to you. People going to act funny about your money. All you can do is learn the rules, hold them to their own fucking rules, and then up your game. Up your game. All right, guys. Truckdriver101.com. Big Ken. Bitching in the morning.